This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 150 for Wednesday, November 20th. I'm Phil Ferrance-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Wednesday, seeing a continuation of yesterday's drop as losses in outside markets weighed on values. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all lower. Canola down $12 to $14, January down $12.90 at $616.90 per ton. A lack of end-user demand contributed to the declines, with softening basis levels in the countryside from both domestic crushers and line companies weighing on values. Speculative funds were thought to be adding to their short positions as canola fell below nearby chart support levels. Expectations Canada's canola production ended up well below the 19 million tons currently forecast by Statistics Canada did provide some support, as did a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar. In the U.S., soybeans were lower while corn and wheat moved higher. Soybeans, pressured by rising South American production prospects and concerns over potential U.S. trade policies under incoming President Donald Trump. Losses in global vegetable oil markets also weighed on prices. The January soybean contract down 8 cents at $9.90 per bushel. The USDA did report private export sales of 202,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning, with an additional 226,000 tons to other unknown destinations. However, aggressive offers out of Brazil and relatively favorable crop conditions in the South American country were bearish. Corn did see some spillover selling pressure from the losses in soybeans, but managed to move higher with wheat. The December corn contract up 3 cents at $4.30 per bushel. Average daily ethanol production in the U.S. did ease off last week's record high to come in at 1.11 million barrels per day in the latest data. Supplies of the renewable fuel at 22.5 million barrels were up by about 500,000 on the week. Wheat, meanwhile, continued to find support from the escalating conflict between Russia and Ukraine, with traders concerned over grain shipments from the region. However, ideas that the gains were starting to look overdone did slow today's advances. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents in December at $5.92 per bushel, Kansas City up 3 cents in December at $5.61 per bushel, and Chicago soft wheat up 3 cents in December at $5.52 per bushel. Improving crop conditions for U.S. winter wheat did put some pressure on values. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, November 20th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Ferrance-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.